Well, the bad boy formula is something I put together after years of noticing that there's some very consistent traits in the guys that were successful with women. These were the guys that understood how to really attract women with certain primal characteristics. You know, they're consistent across the board. They constantly attracted women, and they had certain things in common that worked with women. And that's what I did, is I created this program to tell guys, these are the things that women are looking for, and here's exactly why they work on women, all right? And there's a distinct line here, too. Bad boys are not jerks, okay? Bad boys are the kind of guy that have a certain edge, a certain sense of independence, a certain, sometimes a lack of quote-unquote commitment that a lot of women are looking for, but they embody qualities and traits, and every guy knows this, even though we don't want to admit it, these guys do attract women, okay? And bad boys really do turn women into, like, love junkies that just, they want these guys. We've seen it happen time and time again. We don't want to admit it because we want to believe that as nice guys that we can attract women, and we can, but we have to embody some of these bad boy traits, get some more of the edge that women want, because really, a little goes a long way. It's like concentrated attitude. Guys can be much more successful just by taking on a few of the bad boy qualities. Because here's the reality. The bad boy really doesn't care what you or me or anybody else out there is thinking, because he's out there basically gaming all the women for himself. And he doesn't care whether or not we like his methods or not. Most guys are just jealous, and that's really what it came down to. I realized I was jealous of what these guys could do, and I decided, you know what? It's time to put my ego aside and learn what it is they're doing. So I kind of deciphered this hidden pattern of where I was screwing up in my life. And here's something else. And this is kind of dark, and it's kind of what I'm about to say could give some guys nightmares in a lot of ways. But it's true, and it's very unfortunate. There's a good chance that a woman that you have wanted, maybe even a woman that you were dating with, has messed around at least once or more with one of these bad boys. And if she hasn't actually slept with this guy, she's probably fantasized about him while she thought of you just like a brother. I know it because that's happened to me time and time again. Deep down, I knew that that was a fear I couldn't keep feeling over and over, and I had to cure it. So I had to arm myself with this secret formula of the bad boy, which is what this program covers. And if you want to know the real, real ugly truth, every guy's worst nightmare is finding out that your girl got gamed or, basically manipulated by an enchanting rogue of a bad boy, and she totally surrendered herself to hot, multi-orgasmic sex with him while you were out there buying her a nice diamond bracelet. And if you think it doesn't happen, let me tell you something. It happened to me. That's right. It happened to me. And I vowed that I would help other guys out there, especially the recovering nice guys, help get them their balls back and never let it happen to them again. Because you don't want your woman thinking about him. You want her fantasizing about you. And that's what using the bad boy techniques will help you do.